afternoons.
More like 11 at night.
Yes.
Hey, on this podcast, every hour is the afternoon, and it's a good one.
It's afternoon somewhere, guys.
Well, I mean, technically, every hour is afternoon.
Do they know that it's afternoon in fucking Africa?
I don't think the word fucking's in that
song.
Do
they know?
That was a good try, you know?
Do they even know about fucking skin getting ripped off in a horror movie?
You know, I gotta say, that was not a very good remake, what you just did there. But you know what else wasn't a good remake? Psycho?
See, Nick, now they just feel forced.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Well, that's because, you know, I like to force my way into things.
Creed? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Actually, no, Creed's a great one.
Yeah, technically, there's only one of each of those. There's the Charlie and Chocolate Factory and Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory. Separate movies.
The Karate Kid?
No, that was an okay one.
How dare you?
The remake was okay.
What?
It was okay.
What?
With... No.
It was okay.
What?
No.
The Willow Smith one. Jackie Chan.
It was okay.
Jackie Chan is Mr.
Also, that wasn't Willow Smith.
I was going to say Willow Smith?
It was Jaden Smith. Oh, Willow's the girl.
I can't keep them apart.
Willow is I whip my hair back and forth.
It was okay.
Whip my hair back
Trust me,
and forth.
It was no, it was
not
no,
how that goes.
No, it does in Jimmy Fallon land. Jimmy Fallon did Neil Young covering
did
Whip My Hair Back and
did
Forth.
Did you see him doing Neil Young covers Hotline Bling?
I did not.
I read it. That's how that song sounds to me.
But his first one, well, first he did, actually, he did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Neil Young does Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Right. Then he did...
He is a great Neil Young.
Then he does Neil Young does Whip My Hair Back and Forth, and then Springsteen comes out. Like, the real Springsteen
like
comes out.
Like, actual Springsteen.
Yes. But Springsteen had, like, a wig on and old sunglasses to make him look like old Bruce Springsteen. So everybody thought it was an impersonator of Bruce Springsteen, so they didn't really clap as though it was him. Actually, Springsteen during the thing. Whip my hair back and forth. That's pretty great. You should listen to it.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. But anyway, no, Willow and Jaden, tell me the difference.
Willow's a girl. She has girl parts, I think. I mean, I read that in a book.
She doesn't seem like a complete douchebag on Twitter.
She doesn't tweet things like, you know, if everyone dropped out of school, we'd have a much more intelligent society.
Jaden said that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Have you not seen his Twitter? It's hilarious.
No, I need to get on this. I'm missing
funny.
Out.
One of my most hated
Twitter account.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite ones was, how do trees exist when we don't even exist?
Wow, who would have known?
Yeah, he's a horrible tweeter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good casting.
Or if babies could talk, they'd be the most intelligent people on the planet.
All right, bigger douchebag, Jaden Smith or Ralph Macchio?
He didn't even listen to the options.
No, Ralph Macchio's the other one. I feel like Ralph Macchio was a
I don't know who that is.
That's
Neither
the original Karate Kid, you guys.
Oh, is he?
Oh!
No. Yeah, no. Jaden Smith.
How about the bully in the original one?
Yeah, the original Jayden's bully was blood. Worth. Worse
was
than,
worth?
Was worth. Worth worth four Jaden Smiths.
Wow. Oh, I just got that now. They named their children after themselves.
Yes.
Oh,
so
my.
Will Smith and Jada Smith
named
their kids Willow and Jaden.
But they reversed the genders.
Right, because they both secretly wish they were the opposite gender.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
That's my theory. It's like they wish they had the bravery of Bruce Jenner, but they don't.
Hey, do you have an ESPY?
I'm not criticizing the bravery of Bruce Jenner here, all right?
Did you hear that thing about the guy who sent his wife's ESPY back?
No.
It's a vague story.
His wife was a first responder at 9/11.
Yeah.
And she got Woman of the Year.
From the ESPYs?
From some organization.
Okay. Because the ESPYs,
yeah,
think...
it wasn't the ESPYs, but it was some organization.
Okay,
it was some like big women's.
Then why did you say the ESPYs?
I don't know. I was.
Hey guys.
I'm pretty sure those are
then,
ESPN awards.
Hey, yeah, but then when
oh, I was gonna ask what's the ESPYs.
Oh, that's the bravery award that Caitlyn Jenner got. It is ESPN's version of Oscars, which is really dumb because they normally award sports awards when you win a championship. But they decide to do a fan vote for, like, best athlete and Steph Curry and
so like the Nick Awards.
Yeah. And Steph Curry and Tom Brady are all of a sudden now compared to one another. And the race that won the horse that won the Triple Crown, like, they're all in the same category. You got to vote for best athlete. That's the ESPYs.
That's dumb.
It's a joke. But okay. Caitlyn Jenner has one. Go ahead.
Good for that.
Yeah. So Caitlyn got something,
mm-hmm.
and the husband wrote a letter.
Oh, that's right. I've heard this.
Did you hear about this, right? Yes. Wrote a letter back to the organization saying, I would like to return this award because if someone like Caitlyn Jenner got it for being, and then he put brave in quotes, then my wife doesn't deserve to be in the same thing as her because then it's a joke. It was something along those lines.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a dude that keeps his wife in the kitchen. That's a dude that
I think she's dead.
No, she's dead.
Yeah.
Oh. She got it post-mortem.
Yeah.
And he returned it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he said, no, honey.
No. No, 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 no.
That is not going on my mantle.
No.
Did I forget did I forget to say that after, first responder at 9/11?
I read that part.
She died.
A lot of them
Nick
did.
Nick Cage didn't die in that one movie.
Steve Buscemi's still alive. And he was a first responder.
Fair point.
Exactly
right. What an amazing man.
But we're not talking about him.
You know, there are 10 great photos of him on the internet. Exactly 10. And it can be found on NicoEmpire.com. Keep going. Where coincidentally, you can also shop Amazon by going Amazon.NicoEmpire.com.
All right, so I think we filled the quota.
No,
we just filled the quota. So we did the Steve Buscemi plugin, the Amazon banner plugin. We did the four segues, and I think we've also wasted a good 5 minutes on rambling about nothing. And there it is, the pentafecta, as they say. It's like a trifecta, but five things.
I'm sorry, everyone.
That was a gnarly one, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus, you're where you do a weekly podcast that people listen to.
You know, you could have done that. Wait, literally.
We have a weekly podcast?
Did you know that there are...
Can that be found on a certain website?
What's 24 times 7, guys?
Nico Empire. What's 24 times 7?
1 second here. I need to do some quick... 24 times 7 minus 1. There's 167 hours where you could have done that burp, but you chose the one. Every week.
Why don't people say 168 hours a week? Why is that not a thing? Why is it always 24/7?
Yeah, I think I might actually be the first human being to ever have done that math.
Did you do that math?
I think so.
I've never done that math.
Have you?
I don't know, but have you ever done that math?
That's the first time I've ever done it.
I have done the math, actually.
168 hours. Hey, that's pretty sweet. You know what? You want to get some entertainment? NicoEmpire.com? Guess what? Available 168 hours a week. You want to check it out? NicoEmpire.com. Do it. Or shop Amazon 168 hours a week. Amazon.NicoEmpire.com. Fuck you, 7-Eleven. We came up with a better phrase.
Wow, I like that.
Anyway. Which part? The fuck you, 7-Eleven? Or...
I think that's the part that I really... There's
a t-shirt.
If I were a listener at home, I wouldn't have bought into any of this until I heard the fuck you, 7-Eleven part. That would have perked up my ears. Like, you know what? He has a point.
Yeah, fuck 7-Eleven.
He really has a point.
I love 7-Eleven.
You know, I gotta say, 7-Eleven in other countries, superior to 7-Eleven in America.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, of course. Everything in America sucks compared to all the other
7-Eleven in 7-Eleven in Japan sells like hentai porn. Ooh. Magazines just right there.
Is it called 7-Eleven or is it a different version of the
it's
same?
It's 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah, they're all over the place. I don't know, were there any in Dubai?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're awesome, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
They sell like panthers and shit, like I don't know. Like
they sell venomous snakes.
I don't know. What do they sell? Gold bars?
That was just nicer. Leaner.
Robots riding camels? I don't know what they do.
Oh, man.
All right.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about martyrs.
Oh.
No, we won't, actually. Not yet.
Well, now we are.
Now we are.
Martyrs. So
we should rewind.
Rewind.
That was, like, harmonized. Like, that was really... If people on the audio track will not understand because it just sounded like one voice, like one of you was doing it. You both did it at the same time, and it lined up perfectly.
No planning.
That was pretty great. About what, 6 months
ago? Our periods are sinking is what's happening.
Oh.
We spend so much time together. We're all on the same boat here.
A podcast will do that to you.
The same menstrual podcast cycle. I don't know.
Ooh. You know what? I wonder if that works over podcasts. I wonder if we could sync up, like, if we got a podcast.
We could sync up our man periods with all of our audience.
Yeah. Or at least we get, like, one lady on this show, and then she, like, syncs up all the female podcast listeners.
I don't think that's how that works.
No?
Nope.
What do I know?
Well, I mean, if they listen 168 hours a week.
I love that phrase. We're making that a phrase. Let's do it. Put it on Reddit and shit. 6 months ago, we did Kill-Me-A-Thon.
Something. How many months ago was it? Was it really six?
It was probably maybe seven.
Wow.
Because it was in June, was it not?
I don't know.
I think it was in June.
All I remember is a week later we went to that awesome flea market tag sale thing.
We went to an awesome.
And we got that Wook, the Wooks.
Oh yeah, Torks.
Wooks.
I guess I wasn't there.
Yes. No, you were Wooken.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were legitimately Wooking.
Yeah.
So
we went to a tag sale and got a lot of. I got
some cool shit.
I got Billy Joel, the Stranger on 8-track.
The Stranger on 8-track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. 7 months ago, we did a thing called Kill Me-a-thon. It was a marathon of the 5 most disturbing films that we could find. And turns out we have not even scratched the surface as far as that's concerned. Adam, who was on the show last month, tipped us off to a few that we should watch. And
I still think we need to do Kill Me-a-thon 2 in the summer.
Electric Boogaloo. That's what it's going to be called.
Kill Me-a-thon 2, Electric Boogaloo, starring Rob Schneider. Let's do it.
That's right. I believe that's American Gigolo.
Oh, shit. Deuce Bigelow, American Deuce Gigolo. Bigelow
and Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
That's right. I need sleep.
Close enough.
They're both awful, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they're god-awful.
Break into Electric Boogaloo. There's some good stuff in there. All right. So we did a thing, 5 most disturbing movies ever made. A movie called Martyrs was, I believe, 3rd on
I think
list.
That was the middle one. That was the middle movie.
Yes, it was.
Smack dab in the middle. And it was disturbing. And I remember, if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, I think it won the Wattati Award for Podcast of the Year.
Yeah,
did it not?
Absolutely.
Kill Me-a-thon?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it was a really fun one, and you should go back and listen to it. And you got our thoughts, and it was disturbing, and it was scarring. And we were tipped off to a remake, an American remake of this disturbing film. And we said, fuck it, let's watch it again.
Right. And so this is going to be a little bit of a side-by-side.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, something that we're planning on doing more of coming up.
That might become our new thing.
I think, I don't know if it's going to be our sole thing, but I think it's definitely something that we should pay more attention to, doing a little bit more side-by-sides.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think we talked about it briefly with you,
yes.
Right?
We have a few ideas for that.
So,
Martyrs.
Martyrs.
Came out this week, by the way.
Yes, it's been a hot topic.
It is.
It's got some buzz on the internet.
Box office returns have been massive.
Box office returns.
And by that meaning people returning their tickets.
That's announced. What I thought you meant. Yeah.
No, the box office numbers have been, I believe, zero because I
was
did,
it straight to DVD or straight to a?
It's on. I think it's on mostly on VOD as they call it.
Video on demand.
I did look to see if it was playing in any theaters. And the closest I could find is one theater in New York City. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, theater. We obviously didn't go there.
No, we didn't.
We don't have the financial capacity to do traveling like that at the moment.
Sure. But if you do that Amazon shopping, maybe we could start taking road trips.
You're pushing a little far, Nico, okay? You can't push 3 Amazon pushes in a 15-minute period.
You mean on Amazon.NicoEmpire.com? Is that what you're
referring to? He's the worst, isn't he?
So came out.
Zach is not amused right now.
It has 16 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. 17.
Did you look up any facts about the movie, by the way?
No, my phone was dying.
Oh.
That's why I tried using
your
phone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Zach's tired.
What? I hate this movie.
So there's Zach's
this
review.
This has been well established that I hate this movie. When Nick told us about it, the first thought that went through my head was, God, I hope we don't do it.
What, when I told you or when Nico? Because it was Nico.
Yeah, I believe this is my
Nico idea. Brought it to the forefront.
Well, whoever brought it, yeah.
And I then, probably told you about it, but.
Yeah, and then when you guys actually decided it, I was like, oh my God, no, please God.
Well, we got out of the way.
Yeah.
We're done. We don't have to do it again.
Here's my gripe.
Unless they make a third remake.
Here's my gripe, Zachary Caponegro. We watched this during Kill Me-a-thon the first time, all right? And Nick and I were severely disturbed, me mostly, but Nick quite a bit.
Yes.
Zach, I remember, if we got to go back in the archives and do the research on this, but I remember Zach kind of enjoying this movie and saying that, you know what, it was a solid horror movie and that he really didn't hate it that much. Is that correct, Zach?
For the, of the ones that we watched...
Yeah, I mean, y'all gotta remember that's relative.
Yeah, I mean, mind you, that was the same night we watched Serbian film and Irreversible. So, yeah, I'm gonna say Martyrs was a okay movie.
Granted, of the two that you just mentioned, they were both watched after Martyrs, but...
But, okay. Yeah, but, I mean...
Antichrist, we watched some click cutting before that.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal. Martyrs was... Of the 5, though, I agree with that. Martyrs was the most,
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork doesn't even count, really.
Yeah, I'm not considering it. Of the...
Of the four.
Yes.
Yeah. Martyrs was the most enjoyable.
Yeah.
Now, this version, not quite the same.
So, this is interesting now, because we didn't really...
Guys, there's only four trivia facts.
Four?
Okay.
Well, mind you, this movie just came out.
All right. You want to hit us with them now? We can start with that now, and then we'll get into more. Yeah, hit us.
Okay. This movie is not a shot-for-shot remake.
Okay. Really?
Obviously.
Oh, well, we got that.
Yeah, I assumed.
According to the directors...
Oh, jeez. Two people collaborated on this?
The remake will not be as violent as the original.
Okay.
It wasn't.
The directors claim the movie is more of a reimagining than a remake.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. And technically, it's an independent film and was shot in less than 20 days.
That is very obvious.
Yeah.
Looking back.
I'm just trying to figure out where I've seen this chick before.
Now, I actually want to point out, you said not as violent. 100% true, right? We agree?
Oh, yes.
I think the most notable part, and I think we all were like kind of actually, this is kind of weird. We sound like sick fucks, but like when she shot the son in the French version, you watch the son sitting there in the chair, and then you watch him just become lifeless when he gets shot, right? You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Remember he's sitting there, bullet, plop.
Right, right.
This one, they changed the angle to the what would you call it? The gun, I guess. They're looking into the gun.
Yeah.
And then she shoots, and they end it there. They don't show you the boy getting shot.
They pull punches.
And they also, same with the girl when she shoots the daughter. She shoots her through the bed, but they don't, like, show it. They basically, anybody under the age of 18, they, like, didn't show them dying. And in fact, like, and then the little girl, they ended up, like, saving her at the end.
Yes.
In the original French version, they didn't have the little girl, but if they did, they surely would not have saved her.
That is the thing, and it's going to be weird when I give my review of this, but...
But I was actually, like, I think you and I were both kind of just like, what the fuck? Show the kid dying.
Yeah.
Kill the kid.
Like, I hate the French, but after seeing all of these disturbing movies. I think at least two of them were French movies.
Yes.
It's disturbing. It's horrible. It should not be put to film. It's a disgrace to the medium. But I kind of found myself while watching this, the exact same story executed with a less intense style, I found myself kind of feeling empty and not as impacted as the original one. And for that reason, I didn't like this one as much as the original, even though I hated the first one.
The original one was edgy.
Yeah.
They were not fucking scared.
It was raw.
Yeah. Oh, they were not scared to make you uncomfortable.
Right.
And this one, they kind of held back a little bit, or they almost tried too hard. I don't know which.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zach.
I liked this one better.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
You were just saying how much you hated it.
I know.
And how you liked the original relative to... So no, I'm not saying it doesn't logically make sense. It just is surprising me.
I'm saying that, but...
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
You said it before. It's more American. You said it while we were watching the movie. That is a much more American movie.
Yes.
And I liked it more than the original. And guys, the... chick who plays Lucy in this movie should look familiar to you guys.
Why?
She plays Spencer on Pretty Little Liars.
Oh!
Spencer's
the chick that is Spencer's the one with the sister's fiance. She's blonde in Pretty Little Liars, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Oh, no, she's not blonde, but she's brown hair. But she had her hair, like, up all the time and, like, tied back. That's what it is. Okay, so she's, like, she works for the mayor's office, that chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one right here. Look, now, if you see this picture, it's probably going to be
100%. 100%.
Right? Yeah.
All makes sense.
Pretty Little Liars.
Wow. We're bringing it back, man.
We're slipping. Everything ties together, though. This is amazing how we plan this shit. Yeah.
Plan. Very loose term.
That's right.
So,
yeah. All right. Yes. We're talking about how disturbing it was.
You liked that it was American. Mm. What about the American aspect of it did you like? I mean...
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just... I like this one better than the original.
It's more accessible, certainly.
Was it maybe... I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth so you can tell me if I'm wrong. But, like, we were saying the French one is very raw. This one seemed a lot more produced, I guess. Is that...
I have no idea what you mean.
More artfully done.
More
I think artfully.
No, I would say professionally. in the sense of, like, not professional as far as storytelling, but I mean, like, as far as the actual, like, quality of the picture, like, how it was edited and put together. It was much more...
It was smoother. It was not as rough around the edges.
That's probably it.
Yeah. The other one was rough around the edges.
Because that's definitely... I agree with you on that.
Okay. Let's get into the nitty-gritty here. So, in the original film, first of all, they cut out a lot of it. This one is an hour and 20 minutes long. The original is a full 2 hours. I don't know if you remember that.
It was long. I remember it was very long. I remember I had several moments where I said, God, please can this movie end? Do you remember, I actually thought there were I believe this was a very distinct part of our conversation when we watched it, was that there were several parts where we thought it was over.
Yes.
And then it kept going.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
So I think there were actually like two parts where we thought it was over, and then it was going for another hour, and then we thought it was over, and there was like another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I believe that's how it went.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was painful.
So the premise of this one is fairly similar, and it starts with the same characters and the framework of – and to summarize the plot, if you haven't seen these movies, which you shouldn't, and congratulations, and I wish we were you.
Too bad we don't have the audience here.
Yeah. No. The audience, I think, died.
Good.
there's a girl, a young girl that at a young age is abducted and tortured for a number of months. 10 years go by.
She escaped somehow. They actually do. Do they show her escaping this one? I don't believe they.
They show her just running away.
They show her running. Right. So in the French version, I believe it's similar, but I think they kind of show a little bit more of the escape.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they show the other girl that was there with her.
Yes.
And that was very pivotal to the plot. That other girl trapped with her in this version, non-existent.
Right.
And then. She
runs away, ends up at an orphanage.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. She's at an orphanage.
I don't know what to say, but I can't remember.
Okay. And this sequence happens for a more prolonged length than the last one. That's right. She hangs out at the orphanage for a while. The cops are investigating what's going on. They're never able to come to the bottom of it. And they introduce this element of she is seeing this creature, this monster, ghost, witch, demon,
right,
whatever we want to call it, is haunting her.
Now, do you remember how it was in the French film?
I do not.
So that monster that is haunting her and trying to kill her is the other girl who she left behind.
Ah.
And the whole point was she felt like she had to kill the people who trapped her and the other girl there to put the other girl in peace, kind of.
That makes sense now.
In this version, there was no other girl, so this demon attacking her is just some random demon attacking her. Completely unexplained. Also, the character development at the beginning was much more elaborate in the American version.
Yes.
They spent much more time focusing on them when they were little girls.
Yes.
Her and her friend Anna, who is introduced at the orphanage.
Yes. They befriend one another? They can't see you nodding.
They might.
In their hearts, they know
that. A little sound wave, probably just a little tick.
Yeah. So
I just have nothing to say.
They befriend each other at the orphanage. 10 years go by. Lucy, who is the name of the girl that was abducted, goes to get revenge on the family that tortured her, ends up killing both the husband and wife and both of their children at their home, calls her friend Anna to help clean up the nonsense or to show them what she has done. And shit hits the fan.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Here's the point I want to make. It's a really dumb plot.
Okay, so I think one comment I made was that I think this American version took all of the parts that made the French version good and got rid of them and then really just tried to highlight the parts that weren't so good.
Yeah.
So, the lack of logic in some of Lucy's actions were presented more in this, and she did not react the same way. Like, in the French version, Lucy seemed much more psychotic and, like, unstable.
Yeah.
In this version, she seemed just, like, I don't know if it was just bad acting, you know?
Well, I think...
But also, the logic behind her actions is not explored as much because there was no... They never had that other girl.
Yeah.
Like, they should have. This demon thing attacking her, we clearly know for a fact that it's not real, whereas in the French version, there was a good portion of the film where you're actually not sure. You're like, maybe this shit is real. Like,
Well, you get that with remakes and reboots and adaptions, and when you're adapting from original source material, which we agree in this case was not true to the source material, and
not true to the source material.
We should go on Reddit and complain about it and shit. Go on your blogs and take to your message boards and fuck them for not adapting their source material.
And if there's anything we want you to take away from this podcast, is we want you to go on the internet and complain.
That's right. But a lot of times what you have is you have to get to point A, point B, point C. We get this sometimes with Game of Thrones every once in a while, and I know you love to complain about it.
I will.
We have to get to a specific plot point, and it's more important to get to that point rather than, you know, construct a story that is going to make logical sense to get there. And a lot of times the original source material has that bridge that connects the two. And in this case, that connective tissue is just not there. And the welts become exposed. One question, you guys. Let me ask you something. You're on the schoolyard with your friends. Okay? You go up, you want to make a friend. You ever give them a cookie? You ever do that? Is that your MO?
Zach is nodding his head.
I've given people cookies.
Like on the playground?
Not my question. Not my question. I've also given people cookies. I've given you two cookies today.
No.
I'm saying like people I didn't know and then I like hung out with them.
So like
you, I've done it.
You went up to a stranger in the playground and handed them a cookie?
I mean, I was already eating cookies at the time.
So you had a spare cookie?
Yeah.
Do you already have like a little bit of tummy ache? You're like, I don't really need this cookie?
Nah. I had a box of cookies.
And you were like, I
walked up to him and I didn't know him. And I don't think I was at school. I think I was in like a park with, just for the day.
Oh. Okay.
And I had cookies and I walked and I was like, I was eating them because even younger, I was fat and hungry all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this kid and I'm like, oh, hey, he looks like he's bored.
Looks like he wants a cookie.
So I walked up to him and I'm like, here. And I gave him a cookie and then he and I played for like an hour.
You know, I gotta say,
and then I left the punk.
I respect that.
Zach was a sweet child.
Yeah.
You know, whatever
happened?
What happened
to that delicate soul?
Start hogging the cookies.
We're set.
Yeah. I don't just give out cookies anymore. I want those cookies, damn it.
You take other people's cookies.
You made a good point there, though.
What?
I noticed when I was younger, I was much more friendly to stranger, like children who were my age, but strangers in like a park or a setting like that than I was to the kids in my school.
Well, yeah, because
you ever notice that?
Well, because the way I view it now as an adult, when you're in a park and you want to play with someone, it's generally because they have something you want to play with.
Yes,
but if you're at like school and you see people playing, you're not going to go over and give them something because they're always playing something as a group in school. Whether it be kickball, or they're just running around playing tag, and you're like, hey, I want to play with them.
And even if the kids aren't necessarily friends, they're already told they have to play together kind of thing.
Exactly.
It's already established, I see.
I'll tell you this. I do miss that experience if you'd be at the park with, like, two or three of your buddies, and you want to get, like, a wiffle ball game together, or you want to get a freeze tag game
together.
Meet some
strangers.
And you're gathering all the kids from the block or whatever, and you're playing it. Oh, yeah. I love those
days. But the issue with that now is it's sort of the same thing as adults, except now instead of a park, it's a bar. Instead of some thing to play with, you want to
have sex
with someone.
Fair enough.
So yeah, no, I exactly know what you're talking about, because I go to the bar, you know, I buy everyone shots, put together an orgy.
Yeah,
it's exactly the
well
same.
no and I mean like hanging when we have all of our friends in the basement, we're mean to each other.
Yes,
we are not kind people.
Well, yes, but I'm not kind to my friends though.
Well, yeah, no,
yeah,
but going out, you know, if someone bumps into me at like a bar, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, fuck you, joking around. I'm just going to be like, oh, hey, no, don't worry about it. Like, you're just going to be nicer to people.
You think that might go away with the overprotectiveness of children now,
yes.
though?
Oh, yes.
You think that experience...
I've seen it.
I think I have, too. Just because, like, I'm in this neighborhood which has a fair amount of kids in it. And I remember when I was, like, in the fourth, fifth grade when I first moved here, we would just be outside every day riding our bikes up and down the hill for hours until it got dark or we had enough bruises where we had to go home and get those disinfected.
Yeah.
Until those street lights came on.
Exactly.
So that's right. When you know you're in trouble.
You're not home by the time those lights are on, ooh.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Say...
Get out the belt.
Yeah.
You want the belt or the crowbar, kid?
The amount of times I said, no, daddy, no, let me tell you. Oh, those childhood, man. Great days.
You mean last week?
Well, listen. My parents have not accepted me as an adult yet.
Yeah, but no, I don't.
Maybe
because
you keep calling him daddy.
What a...
Hey.
Still call my mom mommy.
He likes
that
it.
Weird?
He likes
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, okay. I didn't.
Well, no, it's putting yourself as a grown up to call you to call your mom mommy, and if you're a girl, to call your dad daddy.
Okay,
it's acceptable.
I like it, just like Willow and Jaden Smith are acceptable. But I don't see children on the street anymore. Is what I'm saying. So is that stopping? Is that
well? I think
stopping?
It's because there's a high chance of them getting kidnapped and then skinned alive.
Good segue.
Thank you. I'm proud of that.
Anyway, that was my one observation.
That actually was one of your least bad ones.
Yeah, thank you.
Cookies on the playground was my
one. So, yeah, that was kind of weird. Yes. So that's how Anna befriends Crazy Lucy, who everybody knows is crazy, by the way.
Yes.
She goes up and she just basically starts talking to her. Lucy doesn't respond, so she just drops the fucking cookie and walks away. That's pretty much how it happened.
Another thought about Lucy. Another question about
Lucy. Sure. Let's talk about Lucy.
L-U-C...
Hate it.
I.E.
Hate it.
We watch.
Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
What's up with that?
All right. So that.
Tell
happened.
Me what's up with that, Nick.
What's up with that?
Could that be a segment?
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that.
It already is on another show, but yeah.
I'm okay, whatever. That was strange. I want to say. Deep down, I want to say that...
Deep down in your heart of hearts.
It was one of the original source materials they decided to keep. Like, there was a French film, that's the French way of spelling it, and they're like, I don't know, I'm just taking a random guess. I don't even know if her name was Lucy in the original French film. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Let's check.
Let's check IMDb.
So I'm wondering if they just didn't want to change the name.
I'm pretty sure the names are the same, Lucy and Anna.
So I think maybe that's a French way of spelling it.
Let's check the 2008 spelling. It is spelled L-U-C-I-E.
So, yeah, so they just kept the French spelling. A little weird choice.
Fuck the French.
Listen, they made a better film this time around. We got to give them a point. They get a point, all right?
They get one.
We get Normandy. They can have this, all right?
It's a fair trade.
Yeah, I like it.
They get one movie for, you know, saving the entire country. You know?
Listen, twice.
anyway. Lucy, she's psychotic.
She's crazy. She's absolutely crazy.
Yes.
I think we had a good conversation going about this. Let's talk about this real quick.
Okay.
If you were Anna,
you
walk in and suddenly your friend has murdered four people.
Yes.
And you know your friend is known for being a little batshit crazy.
Mm.
What do you do?
Well, I like to think that I surround myself with people that wouldn't be murderers. That being said... I know at least like three friends that I would say, you know
There's
what?
A few.
I could see it. Isn't that weird?
No, I could see
it. Why do we remain friends with these people is my question. Is it worth the risk?
Because we're scared they'll kill us.
It could be.
I'd rather be the person they call.
Than the person who they're calling about.
Yes. I think that's fair. I could name a few people. I'm sure actually I would not be surprised if each of us are naming one of the same people right now, to be honest. We're not going to do this right now.
No, of course not.
Yes, I'm not surprised. Yes.
Yes, right?
I don't know.
We can't do this now. Let's not do this now.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
That was mine.
That was mine.
I don't know if that
was Wait, who are you? Okay, well, anyway.
All right, wait, okay, we can't do this now. Okay, yes.
Well, you can write it down.
No, I think I'm calling the cops and I'm running away. In a different way.
So, yeah, I think I would call the cops.
Genital mutilation way.
Whoa!
I like the way we talk shit about people, right, on the podcast.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking shit, though. That's our thing.
No one listens to this thing.
Yeah, whatever. So I call the cops. That's your decision? Do you call the cops? Do you turn your friend in? Do you testify against her?
No. No!
If you're Anna, are you testifying against Lucy? Are you going to try to get her in an insane asylum? Or you think she should go to jail? What do you do?
I am. Listen, bitch, I don't know you. Get away. Like, I don't want to be involved in this.
You're detached.
Yeah,
you're
gone. Cut the umbilical cord, man.
All right.
What if
your friend starts hurting herself because she's having one of her crazy episodes? You go and help her?
No.
You just leave her?
Yeah.
Absolutely
well,
not.
He is a terrible person.
When you kill someone.
You killed a family! You slaughtered a family. Now I gotta worry about your mental health? Now all of a sudden I gotta put you on suicide watch after you murdered a family? Give me a break.
Nico's like, the fucking liberals.
Liberal nut jobs. You Bernie Sanders motherfuckers. You JFK supporting liberal communists.
Okay. Why are you throwing JFK into this?
Motherfuckers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Zach, what do you do?
I mean, it all... it depends on the situation.
That situation. I'm saying you're Anna, she's Lucy, you walk into the house, what do
okay.
you
do? I would do what Anna did.
You would help her.
Because if I was Anna in that position, she believed Lucy pretty much all her life about these crazy things and all this stuff.
Well, I don't think she did. I mean, they showed at the beginning, they asked her, the police officer asked her, do you believe her? And she says, I don't know.
Yeah, but what are you going to say? Yes? And then you're going to get in trouble for it.
I don't know means yes, Nick. I don't know always means yes.
Is that
in every situation?
But if it was me, like just if Nico killed somebody.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's break the, from the boundary. Yeah, okay.
The exact same way that Lucy did. Uh-huh. And he called me.
Yeah.
And I showed up. A, I'd probably throw up.
Yeah, that's probably she didn't.
B, you'd like, Nico, how the fuck did you learn how to operate a shotgun?
Yes. C.
I don't know.
I would have no idea. I wouldn't even know how to be. Like, number one, I'm not a violent person. So killing someone, like, having the desire to do it is the first hurdle. But if I got over that hurdle, the means of which to execute this murder would be so difficult for me. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, I'd be so bad at it. I could never kill a person even if I tried.
Wait, can you hold still? I gotta load.
Yeah! I wouldn't know how to operate the gun. Like, I'm not strong enough.
Do you know how to do this? Can you help me?
Right I know. Now? I'd be awful. Keep going.
Oh, my gosh. But, and then I would make an anonymous tip to the police.
Okay.
I wouldn't call and be like, hey, my friend Nico just murdered an entire family. I'd be like,
oh,
hey.
Nico!
I'd be like, hey, some crazy nut job just slaughtered four people.
He has a podcast. You should look it up.
Look it up. If you go onto the Amazon banner.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Hey, get all your double barrel shotguns by going to amazon.nicoempire.com.
Advocating murder.
I'm just saying it. Go ahead.
But that's what I would do. Yeah. And then I'd leave immediately.
I
would probably take you with me and, like, drop you somewhere.
Like at the police station?
No, like at his house. And then I'd be like, okay, bye, I'm out. And then just wait for them to show up at your house.
It was cool chilling. We got to do it again sometime. All
right, Tuesday night podcast, Tuesday night.
I think if I was in this situation, I would literally just be like, okay, it's done. You killed him. You did what you needed to do. Like, come on, we need to take care of you. I would say, we need to turn you in. We'll do insanity. We're going to take
care. And it did say that.
Yeah.
And it did say, we got to call the police. And she's like, and Lucy was like, no, no, we can't.
Yeah. I feel like that's always that dialogue, that exact exchange happens in every single horror movie/thriller ever done. Like, friend kills a guy. Friend then comes in and says, we got to call the police. No, we can't do it. I'll go away for life, whatever. No, I don't think so. I don't think that would work.
You know? Honestly, like, here's the thing. If the precedent is established, like, this person has it in them to kill a family of four. Like, am
I gonna push it? I don't want to help them, though.
Am I that much of a leap? Like, is killing me that much of a leap? Like, I feel like, I don't know, what'd you do one? Like, who am I? I'm not a family of four. I'm less so. I feel like I'm in danger.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm telling you, I couldn't run.
I don't know, but it seems like Lucy had no intention to ever hurt Anna no matter what. No. Really. She never even tried to threaten her. At the very most is when she was yelling at her, she kind of pointed a knife at her. Yeah. But she wasn't, like, close to hurting her or anything.
Yes.
Anna and
– Yeah, she wasn't, like, swinging it or
Anna's
jabbing
the only thing
her.
That Lucy cares about.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if you have that kind of relationship, I think you can tell them, like, look, this is what you need to do. You know, I don't know. Speaking of their relationship, question.
Oh, right.
It's important.
Very important.
Now. I'm not going to categorize. I don't like putting labels on people, you guys. Just like
that's not true. You love it.
I don't label. Nuh-uh. I am an all-inclusive LGBTQABCDEF supporter.
Isn't there like 12 A's
sure.
in the LGBTQAA?
LGBTQABCDEF is how it goes.
No kidding.
You had it right. Right on the money.
That sounds like a guy with a stutter. Say the alphabet. I don't like to put labels on him. No. I'm just saying, have these two, meeting Lucy and Anna, ever one night you had too much to drink, you're reminiscing about the monster that's about to kill you, the demon thing.
Ah, memories.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of what, the orphanage is quiet in the orphanage. Just say it's a weekend, some of the nuns are out of town.
All's quiet on the Western Front, as they say.
Sure, Nick, sure. And, you know, you just had, you snuck okay. into the priest's cabinet. You got some of that holy water, you know, and by that I mean wine. And,
you mean the blood of Christ, yeah. not the holy water?
It's all the same. It's all relative.
Sure. Yes, it's all relative.
No, holy water is a completely different
thing. As Einstein says, it's all relative.
You think they ever experimented is my question? No.
Lesbianic relationship.
Yes. Is it lesbianic?
See, I love the fact that you're saying lesbianic, because to me, that sounds like robot porn.
I know.
That's the point.
And it's amazing. I was thinking of
lesbionic, too, but I didn't
like,
say that.
I'm pretty sure that was like a Mad TV skit. Was the lesbionic woman.
No, the bionic woman, definitely. Like, if she had lesbian sex, it'd be called lesbionic sex.
Now, so, okay, so let me... You asked this question, I kind of said yes and no.
Mm.
To answer. Okay. I'll elaborate now.
Go for it.
I will elaborate now.
Please, elaborate later.
All right. If you insist. Fine, I'll move on.
Go ahead.
I do see potential lesbian tendencies in a romantic sense from Lucy to Anna.
Mm.
And that is it.
One-sided, you think?
One-sided, romantic, not sexual.
I
think it's just a love.
I see.
A love that goes slightly beyond friendship, but not quite all the way.
Because there was a line, and this was the line that got me thinking about it, was Lucy was saying to Anna, you know, if I showed you their faces, you'd finally love me or something like that.
I thought you'd love me again.
I thought you'd love me again. There's what it was. I thought you'd love me again. That implies there's some romantic history there.
I think she has it in her head. Well, I mean, because remember, Anna's like the only person who loves her or takes care of her at all. So I think she probably has a very strong attachment to her, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's using love in the romantic sense. I think she's using love as the family sense.
Maybe even. Yeah. I could see. I'm saying the romantic is like the furthest I could see it going, but it wouldn't be like sexual. But, I don't think it's sexual.
Yeah, it would be. Is platonic the correct word?
I'm not sure. That's why I avoided using it.
Well, platonic means that they're like, it's like they're not sexual. They're partners in life. They're life partners.
No, I don't think that's what it means.
Yeah, platonic means that you're not having sex. It's a look it up.
I think he might be right.
Nick,
I'm
just going to be using your phone.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a platonic friend is one that you have chosen to be a life partner, but it's not sexual. There's no romance between the two of you. It is strictly platonic. Pretty sure that's what it is. Or, like, I have a platonic female friend.
No, you don't.
Well, it's... I got nothing but platonic female friends.
Well,
that's every female friend in my life is platonic. complete opposite. Which, and speaking of lesbionics, missed opportunity in this. I want to bring this up right now. I thought we were going to get boobs.
Yes.
I really thought
Nico was very let down. You should have heard him yelling, please, just give me some boobs.
I just wanted to see just one nipple. I just wanted one nipple,
you know?
Like in American Hustle when Amy Adams shows the one nipple. That's all I wanted.
And it satiated you.
Yeah.
It satiated your hunger.
Amy Adams' nipple was the star of American Hustle, by the way. Like,
that's a shame.
She definitely was.
That's a shame.
Do you remember her nipple? Like, it wanted so hard to peek out. Like, that nipple tried really hard.
I remember J-Law in those tight outfits.
I still haven't seen American Hustle.
You really don't need to.
What? It's 11:45 at night and people in my house are sleeping and I don't want to yell very loud. But just understand from the tone of my voice right now, I'm very angry at you for saying such things. How dare you, sir?
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
My favorite movie of that year. It's so good. That ensemble's so great. Christian Bale, Amy Adams.
That was the year we saw All Is Lost. Fun fact. That was in theaters.
Is that that Robert Redford movie?
Yep.
With Gilbert Godfrey. We
made Gilbert Godfrey in the sun. Yes. Like that.
So anyhow. So,
no boobs in this movie. I was very disappointed. No boobs. Missed opportunity.
There were boobs in the original, but I think they were skinned. So.
Yes, they were skinned.
They weren't very
They were at least pruny. They've at least.
Been, really? Is that the word you're going to go with? Do you know what the word prune?
They really shriveled up a little
bit. Let's
use the bathtub too long.
Let's talk about the difference in the ending, especially. That was the most drastic difference.
Yeah.
Lucy was still alive at the end.
Yeah.
Up until the end.
Right.
Spoiler.
Well, I can't.
Can.
Wow, that was weird.
Yeehaw.
I can't help but feel like Lucy didn't die.
She did.
Lucy.
I know, but
you mean in the original or in this? Yeah. Song?
In the original?
Yeah.
She definitely died in the original.
She definitely died because what happened is they lost Lucy and they decided they were going to try with Anna and they skinned Anna.
No,
alive,
that's not what happened.
Right?
No. Lucy got shot in the head. Lucy got shot in the head.
Okay.
By here's they cut out a character entirely. There's a separate character that was stored in a bathtub.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this. I don't remember the details of it.
I remember
it
because of the disturbing nature of that scene. They find a girl that has clearly been there for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
okay. And she is bolted in to this – she's
wet. That's right. She couldn't see either.
Yeah.
The thing went over her eyes.
Yes. They put on, like, this helmet thing, attached it to her skull.
She was completely feral.
Yeah. Sure. That's the word.
No, it is.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, no, it does. They find her in this bathtub.
No.
What?
No, she was in a chair and they put her in the bathtub.
Yeah, she wasn't in the bathtub. They put her in the bathtub to calm her down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They, like, bathed her.
Because it was cool.
She had cuts all over her.
Yeah, yeah,
they were
okay.
cleaning her.
I remember. And then she went insane.
She was chained downstairs with the
thing on her head. I remember now. Okay.
She was the little girl.
I knew bathtub didn't make sense, but I knew there was a girl who was, like, head
she
peeled
was,
away.
She was the little girl in this one.
So that makes sense.
She was.
They unscrew all these things
so
from
disgusting.
Her. They rip off. She gets her scalp. She gets scalped.
Basically.
Well, it's her skin like fused with the metal.
Right. It was.
So when they pulled it off, it ripped.
It was grody.
So this character steps in about halfway through, goes crazy, gets a hold of the gun, ends up shooting Lucy, and I believe Anna then ends up shooting her. I think that's what ended up.
Yeah, I think so.
Anna's the only one left in the house when the people arrive. And then that happens. She's the only character left to do whatever they have to do to her.
Anna fought back a lot in this one. She killed a couple people.
Yes.
That did not happen. And now I gotta say, that's very American.
Yeah.
Where she suddenly becomes, like, able to kill. Like, I don't care what you're going through. It's taking a life like that. That's not something that...
It's more...
Especially the way she did it, I think is really what... Like, with the shovel in the throat and then stomping it down. That's such an American horror thing to do.
It's more like, I want to say empowering. It's more of a thriller and less of a torture
porn. Yeah, this isn't torture porn.
Yes.
The first one was torture porn.
Right.
This one was, it was more...
What a genre.
Torture porn?
Torture porn. That name.
I learned that zombie porn is a thing recently.
Is that like a genre, zombie or is that just porn?
Or is that like torture porn?
My film professor wrote a book. Shout out to my film professor. And it's called Sex on Screen, : from like something romance to zombie porn.
Who was your...
Ritzenhoff.
Dr. Ritzenhoff wrote that book.
Dr. Ritzenhoff wrote that book.
About zombie porn.
I'm going to look up the title right now.
I'm terrified of that.
Yes. No, but she says that she watched a fair amount of zombie porn.
So it's like actual porn, whereas torture porn isn't porn. It's just called torture porn.
I don't know what zombie porn is. I don't think we need to know right now.
I will look it up. Hold on.
Probably not what you think it is my guess.
Here it is. Yeah. It is...
Well, if it's in a book about romance on screen, I'm going to assume that there's people fucking zombies.
Sex on screen from Weimar cinema to zombie porn. Whether it's mainstream or independent films, depiction of female prostitution and promiscuity. No, there's nothing about zombie porn here. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I think zombie porn is probably not what you think it is. I think it's using zombie in a different terminology.
I don't think it is. What? What is the terminology?
Well, the original definition of zombie doesn't actually mean like a brainless like...
Yeah.
What is it?
It just means someone who, like, mindlessly does things.
That's why zombies are called zombies, because they just sort of mindlessly walk around.
It's like people who are on their phones all the time and not, like, paying attention to what's going on. They're zombies.
I'll tell you what.
So I think it's in that sense. I think it's going to be not what you think it is.
I have this class Thursday. I'll ask this podcast. I'll ask her. Come back. Give you the answer.
Good. Yeah.
There you go.
We'll leave it till next week.
But yeah, it's not... This isn't torture porn.
Very American, though, right? You notice the very American themes?
Yeah.
Like, the ending... In the original, Anna was skinned and left.
Flayed.
And
totally.
Totally skinned, except for, I think, her face.
Except, like, her face, yeah.
And I think we didn't really touch upon why they're doing this too much. The reason is the same in both.
Yes.
Right? It's just because they want to get these people as close to martyrdom.
Right.
Which is hence the title. to be able to see what there is in the afterlife is basically the idea, right?
And that's 100% what the idea is.
So... In the original, they skin Anna, and you see Anna kind of, like, look up and give these same eyes that they said all of these other martyrs had. And so we assume that Anna sees something, and then the movie just kind of ends.
And then, yeah, that's where it ends.
Well, no, actually, it doesn't end like that. She sees something, whispers something to the lady.
That's right.
And then she kills herself.
And the lady goes upstairs and shoots herself so no one knows what she heard.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, yeah, so in this one, there's basically a cult and a priest, and Anna's watching. First off, Anna isn't even involved in that, really. Lucy's still alive.
She gets buried alive. Anna gets buried alive. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So I want to point out, very biblical to the point that it's in your face, very American to do that.
Almost more than Zack Snyder and Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
Almost more Christ imagery than that.
She gets buried alive and rises. Christ imagery. She gets buried alive and rises again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the first person that Anna watches them kill, basically. They burn her. Literally Joan of Arc. Literally.
Yeah.
And then for Lucy, they tie her up to a cross, skin her back, and let her bleed to death, basically.
Right.
On the cross.
That is, oh, by the way, different. She is still skinned. They, of course, include this. It's to the other character, but rather than skinning her head to toe, they just skin her back. However, the difference here, and this is the one element of it that's actually worse than the original, is they show the skin coming off.
Right. They actually show the incisions and then the peeling of all that. It was horrible.
Just really peeling back the layers.
Really gross.
Like a
did not enjoy that.
Like a fucking peach or something.
1 out of 10 would not watch again. 1 out of 10 would not watch again.
Let's talk about skin trauma just for a second. I want to have this conversation. Sure. I would much rather, I said this while we were watching it, and Nick agreed with me, I would much rather see a head get chopped off than see any sort of skin trauma, than see like 10 very intense paper cuts. I hate the idea of skin getting torn. I hate that so much. Of slashing, of
I don't do well with it.
Blood getting drawn,
Zach is not even fazed by it.
Needles going in, don't like it. Don't like it at all.
Zach could slice open his own back and pull his skin back, not even he. Oh, suddenly he cringes, okay.
But I've seen worse, is the issue.
Well, we did see and 5 of these things in one night.
It never gets old, though. It still hurts.
But no, like, even, like, I've seen people getting slashed and slowly cut, and that's what I like, B-horror movies, and they do that all the time that's in B-horror movies.
Yeah.
The thing I can't stand is eyes. When shit happens to people's eyes.
Like a needle?
Like needle going in, or I can see it, like, getting stabbed with, like, some thumb.
So, like, Saw, where they hid the key behind the guy's eye, freaked you out?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
But, like,
you do that in Saw?
Oh, yeah.
The key's behind his eye, and he has to dig his eye out to unlock himself or die.
There's a jelly quality to eyes that makes it very disturbing.
Yes. Yes.
It's just so delicate. Don't mess with the eyes.
Ogres like eating them.
Oh, yes. Do they?
Shrek.
They grind them up into jam.
I must have missed that.
And then they grind bones into bread.
I didn't watch Shrek 4. Maybe that's when it was in.
No, that was the first one.
Oh.
He says it to Donkey.
At the beginning.
He says it in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh.
I think it was somewhere between Get Out of My Swamp and In the Morning I'm Making Waffles.
Yes, it was.
There you go.
It was that first night.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, it's... I don't want to say I'm used to it because that makes me sound weird, but...
Already sound weird.
I'm indifferent to the whole thing. I mean...
Nah, it freaks me out. I don't like it.
I can't do it.
But
they doubled down on it in this one.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you guys are like cringing. I'm sitting there, I'm like...
You're like half asleep.
I was half asleep, but...
So yeah, at the end, Lucy there, she sees something, she whispers it to Anna, and then the priest who's there next to Anna grabs the gun from Anna quickly, and he goes...
Not even from Anna. She just had it sitting on the ground.
Yeah, she's on the ground. He goes, I heard what she said. And then he just suddenly shoots himself. And so it's just like the original, except the priest kills himself this time. And that's kind of it.
I think is the most American thing about this movie.
Anna, what she did? Well, where she shot the lady in the head?
Well, yeah. But so like the woman who's supposed to be in charge of this whole thing said, well, what did she say? And Anna picks up the gun and says... You tell me, and shoots her. Such an American thing to do.
Oh, yeah, that last little witty
They
got to
get
line.
That last one-liner in there.
Yeah, all of a sudden she's Clint Eastwood now.
Yeah.
Feeling lucky.
like some shit like that. Like, okay.
That would have made this movie 10 times better.
Clint Eastwood just comes out punk. Of
that. Do you punk?
But, yeah.
Great, yeah.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. They almost put too much American flair into it, which is normally not something I would complain about, because I tend to like American cinema, you know? I can understand the words. You know, it's not too hard to follow.
Don't gotta read it.
A lot of explosions. Yeah. You know, it's nice.
Sure, nah, Vin Diesel's abs are in it. It's great. It's a great time.
Does he have abs?
I don't think he has abs.
I think they might be hiding between.
I really don't think he has abs.
I don't think he has abs. I think he has pecs.
Ooh.
He's big in the chest and the arms, so I don't think he has abs.
That's an important conversation. Wow, you don't think Vin Diesel has abs?
I don't think he has abs.
I don't know. Let's do some research into this.
I'm actually convinced he doesn't.
But okay, so sitting here at 55, almost exactly 55 minutes in, I've come to the conclusion.
I'd call those abs.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
They're not real abs.
Jesus.
But
like, they're fake.
He had
ab augmented surgery.
Hey, if Caitlin can do it.
Go ahead.
I like how he gives us permission all the time. Go ahead.
So I think that, thinking back to this movie, this version of this movie, if I saw it on Netflix, not knowing about the original, 100% I would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I didn't have the original context, I would sort of enjoy it.
Okay.
But I think that's why I hate it, is because I know the original French version, and when I watch, I'm comparing and I'm thinking about that version.
Yeah.
I've seen movies that are 10 times worse than this that I've given, I think the highest I've given one at that level of bad was like 3 stars.
I can't imagine what 10 times worse than this is.
Now, can I?
I can't imagine.
So, Zach, I need you to answer me one important question then. So, did you like it or did you not like it?
I don't know anymore.
I know very clearly. I don't know about you, Nick. I know very clearly.
In the context of no context. Liking.
Fuck your context.
The original Martyrs. Oh, I hated this movie. In the context of not liking the original Martyrs, I still hated this movie.
Yeah!
But I hated it.
This is an awful
less.
Movie. No.
More.
This is an
less,
awful.
More.
This is a horrible movie. Any way you put it. It's horribly directed. It is horribly acted. It is horribly written. The effects are horrible. Nitty-gritty. There are CGI trees in the background that are just atrocious. Fuck those CGI trees. No. The little girl running away and the crawling through the dirt because they happen to bury you by.
Why did we have no conclusion with that little girl?
She's dead. She found a farmer.
No, she found a farmer.
She found a farmer. She's good.
The farmer,
I know, but there was.
Well, the farmer called the cops, and the cops showed up, so we know that that's what she did.
Did I just completely miss that part?
The cops pulled in, yeah.
We don't know if the farmer called the cops or if the cops just replied to that really, really late 911 call.
Could be.
You know? It makes more sense that the farmer did it, actually, though, now that I think about
that's
it.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but there was no actual conclusion. Like, all we saw was. Like, the last thing we saw with that little girl was she was like. 10, 15 feet away from the farmer.
Right. We're implying that was safety, though.
Yeah.
Like, the farmer was safe.
But I don't like that.
Well, we're going to assume that.
Now I want conclusion.
What, you don't trust farmers now? What, you don't trust farmers? Farmers are good.
Never since, not since I've seen Jeepers Creepers.
That's fair.
Okay. Never seen it. So, the ending.
You would shit your pants.
I'm sure I would.
We should watch Children of the Corn.
Love Children of the Corn.
Wouldn't that be a good one for this?
I love that movie.
That would be a good one for this. I'm going to write it.
I kind of like Children of the Corn.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Oh, we've all seen it. Great.
I kind
of
like
it. One of the first horror movies I ever saw. It scared the shit out of me.
Kind
of
like
it. My first horror movie was Jeepers Creepers, and I had nightmares for 3 years.
Makes sense. My first was Clue.
Not a horror movie.
It was.
Come on.
It was at the time.
Also, one of the first ones I saw was Sleepy Hollow.
Could have fooled me.
Sleepy Hollow's a good movie.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, so not very good film. The changes they made were poorly executed and unnecessary. They should have kept to the original.
So the ending happens. The Anna ends up lying next to Lucy, who has a flayed back. She's been shot a couple times trying to break the friend
out.
Which, by the way.
Shot once.
Go call the cops first.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Shot once.
You're right.
And stabbed as well. She was stabbed once, shot once.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Don't go back into the house and look for your friend. Just call the police. Alert the authorities. Get the SWAT team on this. Like, just, hey, there's a big dungeon in the basement there. Don't go alone.
I mean, it's possible that she feared the cops were in on it kind of thing.
Could be. Yeah.
In the sense that when she called 911 the first time around, it didn't really pan out. I mean, I know she hung up, like, almost immediately, but still. It almost makes you think maybe the cops know what's going on a little bit more.
Could be.
So maybe she was scared. I don't know.
But they're laying next to each other. Anna's eyes then turn up the same way that Lucy's eyes turn
right,
up.
Right, implying that she saw something.
Right. And it's this whole religious context now that, to me...
was obnoxious.
Is really obnoxious. Just because I feel like the movie before was about a crazy cult of people that were trying to, you know...
Yeah, this one almost justifies what they did.
Yes! I had the same thought.
Almost justifies.
Yeah! Of like, hey, this is actually kind of real now. And it gives this supernatural element to it, which it didn't really have before.
Fun fact. I believe in this version, I was able to read her lips and make out what she said.
Yeah.
Which caused the priest to kill himself.
Mm.
I'm not 100% positive. I only saw it once. I didn't watch it twice, you know. I only got a quick glimpse. But I am almost positive I saw her lips say, or spell out, I guess. I don't know how you... Mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no God. I'm pretty sure that's what she said.
That's uplifting.
I'm serious. Yeah. I actually legitimately, and I think if you watch it again, if you watch that scene again, I think you might see it.
All right.
So that's what I saw.
There you go.
I
thought it was a dumb ending.
Very bad ending.
Thought it was a dumb movie.
Never thought that I would watch a remake of Martyrs and hate it more. I really didn't. No, I really didn't. Because, I mean, I did enjoy the first Martyrs. Like, it was okay.
Relatively.
Relative
to the other ones.
What is this revisionist history we're having on this podcast? I remember hating it very, very much. I don't remember seeing anything redeemable.
No. I mean, just in relative to the other four.
Yes.
Martyrs was the most enjoyable.
Not saying he enjoyed it in any sense of the word enjoy,
story was the most interesting, and I never thought I would actually watch this and be like, man, I actually wish they kept the original. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. Like, the torture porn was almost more entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And it's kind of weird for me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that, though.
So, wow. We did an hour on Martyrs. How about that, you guys?
And we actually didn't get sidetracked too bad.
Nah.
We did a pretty good job.
We touched a little bit about Will Smith and Jaden Smith.
But that was all at the beginning.
That's important, though. It relates.
It's important information. Yeah. There we go.
So, return next week with something.
Yeah. We don't know what we're doing yet.
I mean, we have a whole list. So, yeah, good news for you guys. We got a whole list of goodies this year.
Master list.
I think we got enough to hold us over until June.
Yeah. Shout out to Deanna on Twitter, who said, hey, really enjoying Wattat. And I like how the acronym is now becoming a thing on Twitter.
What I appreciate is that she actually kind of justified what we're doing and makes me not feel dead inside.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking, no, I'm not going to go there. Right. I'm going to stop where I am right now.
By the way, Deanna.
Thank you.
One of the five people that own an exclusive 2 Cents Radio t-shirt.
That's wonderful.
Limited edition print that we did one time.
I own a Nico Show t-shirt. I believe I am the only copy
in existence. And for the record,
and it's an XXL.
You were not happy when you got it.
No, I was not. Very disappointed. So Deanna, we said, right?
Yes.
Deanna, if you want that shirt,
let us know.
Let me know on Twitter.
We will send that shit to you.
No! DM me. You gotta keep it.
DM me.
You gotta keep it.
Why does he have to keep it?
It doesn't even fit me.
Because you do.
Where does a night shirt?
I'd rather give it to a fan, Nico. I'd rather give it to a fan.
Oh, Jesus. They're not fans.
Yeah. Well,
they're our friends.
I'm not your friends.
Where can they tweet you, by the way, if they want to get a hold of you?
I don't remember. Tacky Slacks. At Tacky Slacks on Twitter.
How do you spell that?
Tacky.
Tacky Slacks.
And then Slacks. All one word.
As in, like, gaudy pants.
Yes.
Zachary, what do you want?
Remember? We went over this earlier.
Zach Cap?
Yeah, how's that spelled, bro?
Z-A-K-K-C-A-P. Don't expect me to answer.
You should get on that.
I hate social media.
I actually, here's the thing. I don't tweet, but I do get tweets. When people tweet me, my phone notifies me. I just don't tweet.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to essentially text Nick.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you my phone number if you DM me.
I legitimately didn't have, I didn't think I had Twitter on my phone.
Mm.
That's how infrequently yeah. is that correct? Infrequently, I
low
use
frequency.
At Funny Nico tweets for me,
for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys. This was a interesting revisitation
of an old friend
named Martyrs.
And I'm glad we finally broken up with this friend.
I'm glad we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good way to end it.
Until they make like the Spanish remake of it.
Oh. And you know we're there.
You know what?
Right away. We have to imagine it's filmed exactly like a Spanish soap opera.
Oh my. Oh.
A telenovela.
Yes.
I'm in.
Let's I'd watch that.
You've all been naughty.
Very naughty.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
No, you said it wrong.
Naughty.
No, I'm telling Nick he said it wrong.
Fuck the audience.
There we go.
Fuck the audience.
Whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. Just whip. Whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. Whip it real good. Hop about the bed and turn my swag.